She lucked out and she met this guy, and then they got married, and now they, I have two grandkids. In fact, I have an album on I think Priest of the Land, one of those albums that I wrote for my granddaughter called Lili Nanea.
Well, you're so busy. You just got out your second volume, Hawaiian Life, Volume 2.
Actually,
just
I have
came
40
out.
Volumes that I've written.
But you published Hawaiian Life. Don't confuse people. People can get now Hawaiian Life, Volume 2 is a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful gift for the holidays. Is it possible to pick that up any place around here?
Yeah,
it's
in the Bailey House, but also it's also at Barnes & Noble in Lahaina.
Oh, good.
And you can go to my website, kahumoku.com or slackyshow.com.
You should get down there to the Friends of the Library, too.
Oh, I should get that down there, too.
A lot of people go there to the Queen. It's a great store, and they have an Hawaiiana section, which is very
great.
And
it's also all the schools have it because I have this reading program, Read Aloud America. You met Joanne Laird with the Rotary. So my stuff is in all the schools, all the libraries, thanks to those guys.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And the first one, I was really lucky. We sold almost 250,000 copies. And
of the book?
Yeah, the first Hawaiian Life brand. Yeah.
That's unheard of. No one sells that many. That's amazing.
Yeah, mostly
books don't sell much anymore.
Well, mostly
did you
online.
Ever do Kindle? Did you ever do an e-book?
Well, actually, we're going through the process of it's actually been interpreted into Japanese and into I don't know what it is, Amsterdamish or whatever the name is, but into
Dutch.
Yeah. And Luxembourgish and all these different languages. I don't know the names.
That's Dutch. So funny. I think they speak German and Dutch over there.
So when did you just finish
up? Oh, yeah, Flemish, right? Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I've been really blessed to travel, you know, throughout all Europe. I did this time last year, I think I was in Luxembourg. I played in Germany. I played in France, Sweden, England.
Was it cold this time last year? Must have been cold in Luxembourg.
It was pretty cold. Yeah.
You know, I haven't been to. Yes,
the,
I was in Luxembourg.
The worst place of all
once.
To travel, I tell you, is England.
Why?
Because they're just so paranoid. The airports, everything like that, and all of that stuff. You know, it's like. I had the hardest time getting through customs, all of that.
Really?
At least spend 4 hours ahead of time, or else you'll miss a flight in England. But the rest of the place is really great.
Well, I guess it's gotten worse. It wasn't that bad last time I was there, but I haven't been in England in about 5 years. Going through the main
Heathrow. Everybody does not like Heathrow,
Oh, that's the worst. And then, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice airport, though.
It's a nice airport.
But if you have to spend 4 hours, was it because you were bringing a lot of things
no,
in?
No, I was just going. I wasn't even going, staying in. I was on my way to Ireland, but just passing through.
Oh, transiting?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we had to go.
Oh, you were just transiting, and they made you
do
all that?
Yeah, it's crazy. And
are you on any list, George?
I probably am.
I'm doing Facebook Live if anyone wants to check in at Cindy Paula. So, because George is always fun, and George, of course, brought Brianna there. Yeah,
there's Brianna there, and this Reagan is not feeling too well.
Reagan,
today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I also have
Reagan.
Nadia from Paia side.
I know.
This is
your
friend. Who introduced your friend?
Tamia.
Oh, Tamia. Yeah.
So it's a full studio. Well, since they have to leave early, we'll talk more about what you're doing and your trip coming up, going to, because you're going to Vietnam.
I have some friends from Vietnam, too. Yeah.
Cambodia and Japan. I'm finally going to Japan.
One of my neighbors actually is from Cambodia, too.
Oh, yeah?
Where I live at the Cliffs of Kakalo.
Good food. Good food and good prices for the food, right? And you get a good price on your AMA cruise as well, right? It's a work trip.
I'm researching for the next group.
She says that. We're traveling.
What part of Japan?
I'm going into Tokyo, but I think I'm going to do a day trip to Kyoto and Nara.
If you have a chance, I don't know. I've been really blessed, but I did a 40-city tour of all the way Kyushu, Okinawa.
Wow.
Okinawa is just like Hawaii. I'm just telling you the food. In fact, I have a spinach that I saw growing along the side of the Hana Ditch that I thought was some kind of honhono grass, and it's actually in everybody's backyard. It's called Okinawa spinach. It has most of the best antioxidants. It's a purple. It has a purple underneath leaf. And when I went to Okinawa in the 70s, I saw that. And also tasted the most sweetest Okinawa orange.
Wow.
Over there. So what I did is I put some buds in my cheek. Brought them home. I don't know if I should say this or anything.
Go ahead.
And from those 16 buds that I got, I grafted them onto my trees in the corner. And out of the 16, only two took. And from those two, I created over 500 keiki.
Wow.
The best, sweetest Okinawan orange you can get right now. The kids know. You know that one tree here? That's the sweetest orange.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
They come help us harvest on the farm all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're really good at getting the lily koi too, because they can go underneath in the bushes and they can crawl through. Yeah.
It's a learning experience. I think I'd rather be there than in a classroom, actually, myself. Yeah. I would, you know, absolutely amazing experience out there. So you're going to be doing another tour, 40, is it 44 or 45 cities? You're going to go on a tour soon?
Yeah, I'm actually going to start off East Coast, West Coast. You can go to my website because it keeps on adding on. In fact, this morning I got another gig in a place called Swarthmore, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
We had a day off and one of my students that I mentored over here, maybe 5 years ago, found out that we had a day off. So he said, okay, well, can you come to Swarthmore? And it's on my way from, I'm playing at the Wolf Trap in Virginia.
How amazing.
Yeah, and then we're on our way to New York City to play at the Danny Key Center in New York City. So on the way, we had a day off, so it was a travel day. So he said, if you could stop. And for us, anytime I can get a gig along the way, because you're paying for hotel room, you're still paying all the expenses, so I'll take a gig.
Well, you know what? You are one of the hardest working musicians I know, but also you have the biggest fan base. And wherever you go, you know how, with the help of your group, to sell out every place you go. You really do great work with your people.
The great thing about it is if I built a team around me. And I learned how to do this actually from Senator Daniel Inouye in the 70s. He was our family great friend. He said, he called me Georgie Boy. He said, Georgie Boy, I was only in my 20s. And he said, you know, if you want to, you can do great things, but you're very limited. So what you got to do is all the stuff you're good in, you excel in. But the stuff you're weak in, go make friends with those guys that you're weak in. Like, I'm weak in finances. I'm weak at planning. I'm weak with,
Social media.
So what I did is I actually built a team. In fact, the guy who does my social media actually approached me. He worked for First Hawaiian Bank right here and he said he wanted to learn guitar and ukulele. So, you know, he came to the house. We did a few lessons. And at the house, he was really good. Then we played for the Napili Farmer's Market. It's no big deal. We went to play. And, you know, if you play for the Farmer's Market, nobody's really paying attention. All they're just buying fish. He's over there sweating like a dog. He couldn't even remember the words. All the practice he's practiced for 6 months went out the window. So I told him, you're not too good at that. So anyway, he was a good graphic artist. And so... And as a result, he now does all my social media. He actually generates almost, I'd say, $2.5 to $3 million worth of business for us.
Whoa!
I mean, not only in Hawaii for my show, also wherever I go touring. You know, if I go to play in New York City, you know, we sell out the shows because of. So then I also have a guy who does my filming for me.
This guy's great. Dave Berry. You've done all these great DVDs.
The thing about Dave is that, you know, I didn't meet him through filming. He wanted to learn how to grow tomatoes and lily koi. So he came up. So I give him a few tomatoes, a few lily koi. He go home with the same tomato plants. Now, I'm up in the mountains. It's always cloud covered like San Francisco. He's down in Kia, full sun. I get maybe 100 tomatoes. He gets thousands of tomatoes. I get a few hundred, lily koi. His branches are just dripping with lily koi. So, and then I tell him, what do you do? He says, well, you know, I do filming for a living. So, no big deal. So, why don't you come and film me? Hundreds of people have come to my show and filmed. You know, my show's been going for 50 years in Napili. And he does it, this is about 3-4 years ago, he does a film on Wednesday. And I didn't know about this thing called YouTube. I didn't know anything about social. So, he posts it on YouTube. We get 30,000 hits.
Wow.
On a Friday.
That's amazing.
Today, we get 3.5 million hits every day on our websites. Thanks to Dave, because he does all this YouTube of all the guys. Then we've done a bunch of movies together. We've raised over $500,000 doing movies. So and then later on, then I find, he was just, as a matter of fact, he said, I did the film documentary on B.B. King and Aretha Franklin. See, he was so humble. So it's like, then I got a person I met, at the roadie, she says, Kenny, this will be a sweetheart affair in the 80s and 90s. So when I worked at Lahaina Luna High School, She was called, so I played music, and we raised like maybe $100,000-$150,000, and they charged like $250 a plate. But all the Rotary members, all the rich guys from Kanapali, all the rich guys from Waile would come. And I thought no big deal of it because, you know, we were raising men. And my kids from Lahaina Luna, because I thought that the high school would get at least $10,000-$20,000 in scholarship. But the great thing is, she didn't tell me that she was a publicist. And her husband designed that logo for In-N-Out Burger, you know, the check mark. And all that. But these guys got for the main and came to Hawaii and then settled down. So she said, well, if you do publicist, so can you do me? When I go to New York, I get written up in the New York Times because of her connections. If I go to LA and play, I get written up in the so this part of my team.
Yeah, good, great team. Yeah. And it's so, a good thing because you can't stop working.
Well, the thing is,
this is the new one. I'm getting it on Facebook here. George Kamoko, Hawaiian Life Part 2. And you did all of these, the artwork inside, and that's why you haven't published the rest of your stuff because you have this, you did this as ink sketches or what?
Yeah, it's just pen and ink. Yeah.
Pen and ink sketches.
They're actually about 20 by 30, you know, bigger sketches. And then actually my degree is in art. I learned how to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to cast I have a master's in sculpture. I used to cast bronze.
I didn't know that.
Ceramics, drawing, painting. I was supposed to teach art. But what happened is when I graduated, there's no art positions open. So I ended up teaching at-risk kids. Most of my life, I've worked with. To get into my classes, you have to have at least 6 out of 7 Fs most of the time.
Really?
And be absent 23 days in a quarter, 44 of 2 quarters in a row. So that's what I did.
Well, now to get into your class, all you got to be doing is either play ukulele, want to learn to play ukulele, and work at the ranch, right?
Yeah, we get together every Tuesdays from 7 to 11 to 12. And also Sundays, I get together from 7 to 11. But then now we're going to be doing another thing on Sunday afternoons. Over in Paia.
So give us a little song, and then we'll go into some of your new releases you have out. We just came out. We got this brand new one, just came out two days
ago. Tutu's favorite.
Tutu's favorite songs, Melodies of Old Hawaii.
It's my great-grandmother's favorite songs. They're songs of the Queen and King David Kalakaua. Yeah.
Wait.
We're going to let the feature the two kids, too. Let's come on. Come
okay,
on.
So what are you going to play?
We're
going to
do a Christmas song. And
we love Christmas songs.
Okay, come on.
So you got to get in close to these mics, girl. We got to bring the mics in. So on these mics, you got to get it real, real close.
Okay,
can I stand up then?
You better stand up, yeah, because you're not tall enough to get it real close sitting down.
Okay.
There we go. So we've got
to introduce yourselves and do the song.
We've got Reagan here and Brianna.
Okay, so the chords are G, C, and then I think this is C minor.
Okay.
Sounds like White Christmas to me.
Yeah.
I knew it. One or two chords, I knew.
One thing I need, and I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't care about the
That's wonderful.
Me and Regan.
That is great. Yeah. Wow, you've got a beautiful voice, Regan.
Oh, thank you.
Really lovely. How long have you been playing now and singing?
Talking to the mic.
I've been singing for probably since I could speak. Like, the minute I speak, I just, like, instead of speaking, I'd sing.
I believe it.
I'm hungry. and I've been playing for ukulele since 2016, December.
Wow. Well, you've been doing great. That's just so it's a year. Happy anniversary.
The great thing is that they're actually songwriters, too. So they write their own music.
Nah.
You're going to hear their... Like, I write, you know, one or two songs a year. I'm lucky. These guys, like, write 30, 40 songs a week.
Wow. Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? You really write that much? Well, you just do it while you're at home at night? You just play some...
Well, whenever I get time, like free time, because I'm always like really busy with my sports.
This is gonna be your life.
I write music with my sister and me. She makes the beats because she's.
She makes the beats.
Yeah, the little beats. She plays.
She got
music.
The beat.
Yep.
She got the beat.
And then
okay.
I do the lyrics.
And you do the lyrics. You're a very good lyric writer. What have you written?
I wrote songs in Hawaiian because I speak Hawaiian, and I went to an immersion, and I sing songs about. Sometimes I write songs about true love, even though I don't have true love right now. So, and I also write music about, like, I love writing music about the ocean.
Oh,
why don't you do that in the Hawaiian song? You guys could.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
The thing is, I'm in a different key than you guys. So I got to
let's get
to
you in the same key.
Can you do something else?
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk.
Here. Okay.
So while they're tuning up, they're just tuning them up. It's just so cute. When do you go? You go December 23rd to on your trip to Vietnam?
I leave on the 23rd, and we fly to Japan, and I have to overnight there on Hawaiian Airlines. And then spend the night.
Did you get the upgrade?
I did. I upgraded to business class. I'm looking forward to checking that out on Hawaiian. And then we spend the night, and then we fly Christmas Day to Hanoi.
How amazing. Yeah. I want lots of pictures.
Yeah.
So I want lots of pictures. Yeah. Well, I do want, can we do one before they do their own new song? Can we get one like that you know? Because you have a new, this is a perfect gift for Christmas. It's Maui Slack Key Christmas.
And it's awesome.
It is. And you got the Nohoku Hanohano Award winner on this one. And I know you
Christmas
had this.
Song you want to do do one from Tutu's favorite songs.
I just
did a video. You want to do Tutu's song?
Okay, if you want to. Okay. I like Christmas songs, but that's okay. We'll do this one. This is a brand new. Which one off to?
I'm actually doing a video of one of Queen Lili Kalani's favorite songs that was written for her. It's a Hawaiian classic that my Tutu would. I would lay her in her lap when I was 3 years old. She'd sing me this song.
Which one?
A song called Oma Kalapua.
Oh,
it's an island classic that written in the 1890s, 1870s. Yeah.
Did you see the thing on PBS that was really well done about her? It was about 2-3 weeks ago. There was a special PBS show about.
I don't know, but I did the soundtrack for a couple movies about Queen Lili Kalani because I did a soundtrack called
so amazing. Okay, we're gonna do this one.
In the key of C. Omakalapua. Hiye hiye G7 O kalei o ka amaka ea No ka maka ea nalei nali avahine Na ka avahine F E L E I O I E L E L I U L A N I E Eleli ula ni e. El
eleli eleli
Makalapua. That's lovely. Yeah. What does that say?
Well, it's basically about the beautiful flowers that the queen loved. Omakalapua is all the flowers. You know, if there's in the tea leaf has a flower that just comes out. You ever seen tea
yes,
leaf flowers?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what she's talking about, those flowers. From
they
the
are beautiful. Leaf. Absolutely yeah. beautiful. Well, it's very special. People know you for your music and your 4 Grammys and all your, I don't even know how many Nahoko Hana Hana awards
about
you've 30, done.
40, 40 of them or something.
40? Oh, my gosh.
35 or something.
That's crazy. Yeah. But your main passion is really growing out food out there on the farm. And you have all kinds of produce you do out there. What do you have out at the farm?
Well, we have we have about 80 varieties of taro, 25
varieties. 80 varieties of taro?
Yes, 35
I didn't
varieties
know there were 80 varieties of
well,
taro.
Well, there's actually 200, they say, in the old days, you know, so... But, you know, I find that there's some varieties that they call by different names, but it's the same taro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get about maybe 40 varieties of citrus, 35 varieties of bananas.
Wow.
40 varieties of sweet potato. We have about 9 different varieties of spinach. We also have herbal teas, mamaki. We have kokola. We have uhaloa. We have waipine. We have, we call olena tea, which is turmeric.
Oh.
So it goes on and on. We got about 40 kinds of
avocados. Where can
avocados.
People get those teas?
We actually can go on our online, and we're actually going to be having it at Nadia's shop in Paia as well. Yeah,
yeah
and,
Island Fresh Cafe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Island Fresh Cafe is a wonderful place, and we'll bring that away. When you come in,
you got to come a little bit closer.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Nadia from Island Fresh Cafe.
Hi, Nadia.
Aloha, Linda.
Cindy.
Cindy.
It's okay. So I'm excited because we like healthy foods, and Pa'i is a perfect place for healthy foods. And and so you have Island Fresh Cafe, and are you going to be working with George to get some of that wonderful
yes.
fresh produce?
Mm-hmm.
We're going
yes.
to be doing okay. a farm-to-table concert series over there every Sundays. Starting in January. Right,
but we're going to have your produce available daily, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. All the teas, like you said, all the produce.
And we have, we right now, we're almost done with the lemons, but we got some oranges left, choke, grapefruit, and lots of limes. The calamansi limes just coming in again. So I got another kind of, our tangerine's almost done.
It's only through the help of a lot of friends that you can take care of that. I mean, that's a lot of produce to take care of.
Yeah. Actually, you know, not only I have 3 acres that I own, but I also mentor about 200 other farms.
200? So what happens when we have the rainy weather we've been having?
What happens with this rainy weather is that we stop giving fruit. Like I have tomatoes and cucumbers, and without the rain, with so much rain, the bees can't get on pollinate, so... We have lots of vines, but no fruit.
I was wondering about that.
But when the sun comes out, even the eggs, you know, we have chickens, we have ducks, we have sheep and cattle. And too much rain, we get problems like with fungus on the hooves of the animals because they can't harrow. You know, we got some animals that are limping, you guys know.
Yeah.
So we try to, treat for that. And lucky for me, some of our gardens are in lower places. In fact, we work with the senior center on Hina. We got a small little garden going over there with Uncle Jerry. Yeah, Jerry over there. Lisa got me involved with it, so we do have a small little garden over there. We grow everything. We also have celery. We got, chili peppers.
You'll kind of recognize George if you see a white truck. Do you still have that same pickup truck?
Well, it's right outside there.
And it's full of food usually.
Yeah, right.
When you
now
were doing a DJ gig here, you'd always come and you'd have so much food in the back of that pickup truck. And you'd be doing your rounds because, you know, when you're working a ranch and you're growing produce, you got to get it out there, you know. You got to get it distributed. And that you've kind of been doing a one-man show with the help of some friends as well.
Well, we're really lucky because we also distribute to local Harvest, which is out of Napili. It's an organic place. I was certified organic way back in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Biodynamic. I followed my great-grandfather actually... was in touch with the farming styles of Rudolf Steiner from the 30s.
Really? From Rudolf Steiner? That's amazing. He was an enlightened man.
Yeah. So we followed practices similar to he's been practicing all these years, you know. So I actually taught at the Waldorf School Series, so, you know, in Kona for a while, too.
So where's your, tell us a little bit more about Pa'ia Fresh?
Mm-hmm. Island Fresh Cafe. Yeah, and every Sunday, starting in the new year, we're going to have live music with George and the food that he grows from the farm.
Oh, where are you from?
From Europe.
Where in Europe?
Germany and Turkey.
Oh, Germany and Turkey. Yeah. Wow, you'd be very
so
cold there right now.
So this is an international traveling show right
there. It's cold here lately, too. I know, when I listened, yeah.
Isn't it a different world from somewhere. It's a different world when you come here with the island produce that you have versus what you do in Germany and Turkey,
different,
right?
Yeah, different, yeah. But I've been here some time now. Uh-huh. I've been here some years.
So where's your store?
In Pa'ia, uptown. We call it Uptown Pa'ia, by the old sugar mill.
Oh, way up there.
Yeah, by the sugar cane train,
the old sugar cane. Old train station. It was the old train. Yeah.
She also has a yoga center there too. It's really a beautiful space and everything like that. And
so we're going to start every Sunday.
And we're going to even make an emo outside.
Exactly.
Oh, are you going to do that? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work. Yeah. My gosh, that's amazing.
Well, you know, when I was back on the Big Island, I actually ran, you know, I know you're vegetarians and stuff, but I also ran a slaughterhouse. So I used to kill a bunch of pigs and stuff. And I used to kill 25 pigs every weekend.
Oh, God.
So, you know, this is going to be maybe just one small little pig, not that big, you know. So it's no big deal. So in fact, it's a Vietnamese style. Did you know that? Of
doing pig?
No.
Yeah, Cambodian style. Yeah, they do it under the ground just like us. Mm. But they do it above the ground. It's actually easier.
So you don't have to lean over as much.
Yeah, they have to bend over.
They raise it up and put rocks around it or
something? What they do is they build a box. It's like a box that they build up of, and it's made out of tin roof, iron material, so keeps the heat. We might go that style too, depending on how we, you know.
What are you going to have for food? What is going to be off the menu? Do you Uncle think? Do you have any
well,
idea?
we're gonna have a vegetarian dish. We're gonna have taro. We're gonna have sweet potato. We're gonna have spinaches. We got fresh spinach. We're gonna have
some
salmon. You know, lomi salmon stuff. We're gonna have it's gonna be vegan. And
is this gonna be like your backyard when you cook out there?
Yeah.
We're gonna have actually lalas. We're gonna have vegetarian lalas with Maui temp.
Oh, good.
And also some tofu lala. And Lisa and the two girls are also vegan, so
they've actually
taught me a lot. Every time we get together, I've been eating a lot of vegan food from them. I mean, it's amazing. She even makes this vegan chilies and everything tastes like you got meat in them and stuff like that.
Oh, see, you brought him around to the right style of life. You transformed his eating.
He never
would have thought of being a vegan before, you know.
But we're still going to do a traditional Hawaiian. We're going to have lalau, poke. She has a wonderful poke bowl over there.
Yeah.
Over there that I tasted.
What do you put in your poke bowl?
She had green onions and onions, and she had a little bit of shoyu, and she had some sesame seeds in there, and also some little bit of ginger. I think I tasted in that, and soy sauce.
It's
going to
be Sunday afternoons.
Four p.m.
And we're actually going to have
going to a friend's and having a big Ohana
gathering.
But
it's going to start at 4 p.m. and salt chicken, and then we're also going to have ukulele lessons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
One of my students that I Max Inge is going to make his ukuleles from Lahaina Music, maybe about 20 ukuleles, and then we're going to also have hula lessons with Wainani Kilo, my hula dancer.
Oh, how fun!
She also has her own DVD on hula too, and she was nominated for a couple hokus too for her stuff. So we're going to have ukulele lessons, then hula lessons, then we're going to have then we have a meal from 5 to 7.
Oh, Anthony Fluke's watching. Say hi to Anthony.
Hey, hello, Anthony.
We love Anthony. He's one of the great,
well, usually
great
Anthony comes up too and shares the meal and shares working with us on the farm every Tuesday too. He's one of our students.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He has a new CD out this year.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be playing at his CD release party coming up soon. I think that's on the 6th or something.
Is he going to be out there as well?
Yeah, we'll have him too.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah,
well, he's great, Anthony.
Then what else are we going to do? Then we're going to...
The show.
Then we do the show from 7 to 9 and then we're done. So
it's like being in your backyard.
It's the new extension, George's new home.
It is.
And the great thing is that, you know, we have a show in Apulia, and, you know, we have a different restaurant setting. But what's going to be great about this is everything will be from our farm. So it's going to be from farm to
organic,
table. This is going to be
real farm to table organic. All homemade. No preservatives.
Oh, we also have our juices. Oh, we got
lilikoi
with guava.
Oh, wow.
And calamansi limes.
Oh,
and all
I want
that
some of that.
Yeah.
I want that good stuff. I'm going to have to come. You're going to invite me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure, Cindy.
And we need a Christmas song.
Okay, let's just do Mele Kaliki Maka.
Yeah, you got to do Mele Kaliki Maka. Everyone sing along now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Let's bring the mic over here.
Mele Kalikimaka is a thing to say. Set up on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day.
Right on the mic.
That's the island's greetings that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. Sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kalihi Maka is here to say Merry Christmas.
Love that.
Okay, let's let the girl sing.
Yes,
let's
sing.
The Hawaiian song that you made.
Yeah.
So the song's called Papakaia.
What does that mean?
It means like the fishes playing like over the reef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the Uncle George told me that one. And
the fish playing on the reef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reef fish. Yeah.
Yes, reef fish. Yes, and so that's what the song is about. And I have the translation. It's the English part is the translation.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Sing into the mic. Great song. You've got to keep writing like that. And you know what? You've got to make sure you do. You've got to make sure you record them all. And you can do it. Do you have a phone?
Yes, my mom's.
Okay, you just go into your voice memos, or there's a thing called REV, spelled REV, and it records it in either WAV, MP3, or MP4.
Okay.
And you can record it. It's really a good one. It's spelled REV, and it records them in good quality. And you know what's cool about it? From there, you can share it. So you can share it right onto Facebook, or you can mail it.
You should say copyrighted.
Can me and my sister read
it? Well, but when you put it out, I think it's copyrighted. When you do broadcast, I think it may be. So it says there's REV, see? And you just hit that and you record.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it gives you good quality.
On YouTube.
And down there you just send it, right?
Oh, okay,
And you can just send that.
That's so cool.
And yeah, it is. Because you have good songs and you want to keep track of them all. Because if you're really writing a lot of songs like you are,
it's hard to keep track.
Okay,
well, I got to keep going. We want to do a chant thing that was taught to me. Is this a traditional thing?
And yeah, I'll do that. I want to record that as well.
I got to get going because I got to...
Okay.
Actually, I got to be in Paia. I have an appointment in about...
Okay, so we're going to do that.
There's a chant that was taught to you, my kupuna, who mentored me, the great Auntie Edith Kanakol. It says, behold, from up above comes all these natural vibrations from the earth, the wind through the trees, the waves in the oceans, up as we get food. We're going to do the doxology now.
Eho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. Ona me ahuna me ona me. Eho mai, eho mai, eho mai, eho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. Ona me ahuna me ona me. Eho
you. You know, hey, I do. I learned that chant. I never knew all the words before.
Yeah.
The translation, I knew it in Hawaiian, of course, but I never knew the translation.
Yeah, that's what it was. Behold, up above comes all these natural races fighting. Namea is like this, the kind in Hawaiian English. Everything from up above, below, everything, yeah.
Don't
yeah. Think. Oh, yeah. Namea means, yeah, I got to forget too. It means everything above. And then Hui, Noiao is like knowledge. Huna is secret knowledge, known and unknown. You know, like plants don't need to never have knowledge. You just have the knowledge inside. You have to, if you plant the taro, it's supposed to come out taro, not an avocado. The, you know, avocado is supposed to come out avocado. Uh-huh. So that's the knowledge. Ona mele, we're not only talking about a song, we're talking about more vibration, vibration of the earth. Each of us has a certain vibration, you know.
Yeah.
Our bodies, even ukulele, the guitars.
And we even have our own key we're in.
Right. And so what we try to do is we're trying to get in tune with the natural vibrations of the earth. If we, when we get in tune with the natural vibrations of the earth, we don't have to fight the earth. We can be in tune with the earth, you know. So that's the whole idea. And ho mai, coming to me. These vibrations, coming to me. Eh ho mai.
Eh
ho mai. Coming to me, these vibrations. So I become a part of the earth through these vibrations.
I have a new meaning. I've been doing it. Before I go out on the trails up in Eeyore, I always do that, but I never knew the whole meaning before.
Yeah, well,
now I know
meaning,
it's a better meaning than I can imagine.
She taught me that in 1972.
How wonderful.
That's a chance I learned from her.
Amazing gift.
I did her album, too. In fact, they play her album on every time I get on Hawaiian Airlines, they play her song, Ka'ulu Vihe Okikai. Yeah.
And
I recorded Slacky for her on her album way back in 1977.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I like that. And Hawaiian Airlines is now doing this. If you go, you can actually see some nice videos and hear some of that music. And it does make a nice experience. It really feels Hawaiian then, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy your trip to I played music in Cambodia, Vietnam, and also lots in Japan, all over Japan, you know. And I hope you enjoy your stay there. My favorite place, though, is Kyushu. And Fukunaga, but I'm not going to tell you why. Because you guys are all vegetarians over here.
I'm not a vegetarian.
Well, they actually have I've eaten raw horse over there.
Oh, I know raw horse.
I'm sorry. We show you I raise horses. My wife would kill me. She'd hear me out of here. Sorry. Sashimi.
Oh, I love it. Well, listen, it's wonderful seeing you now. I feel like it's Christmas now that you've come and joined us here.
Invite us back again.
Oh, you're always welcome.
And she also has a show coming up with Mike Love over there on December
20th. Oh, actually, someone reached out to me about that. Okay, and the yoga,
that's
one of my teams.
Yeah, one of your, so contact me.
Sounds good.
I got to run. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for bringing
talented,
the kids.
Very talented. Very talented. Thank you.
Mahalo.
So nice meeting you.
Aloha.
Reagan, and so wonderful meeting you, Brianna, and just lovely.
And thank you for always having us in the last minute. I know it's
No, that's the way I look. I work the same way. And last minute's good. Yes, I want to take a picture. Okay. We're doing this while we're on the picture. 3, 2, 1, yay. All right. Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you. And send me the other picture, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a treat. I feel all warm and fuzzy now, and It's great. You've got a very great talent ahead of you. You've got to make the most of that beautiful gift. You
and
take care of it, okay?
12.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
And your sister is how old?
She's 10.
10. Oh, wow. Wow. What wonderful. Yes, yeah. But it's outside there.
Even as a secretary, she'll give you one.
Yeah. I get it.
You want her to talk some more about her program?
Yeah. You can stay.
I'm not sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Can stay a
little longer. So
let me get out of here. You come over here.
We'll play musical chairs here.
Oh, thank you.
You're Bye. Really talented, Reagan.
Thank you so much.
So we're really excited. We only have a couple more weeks till Christmas, and you'll be gone on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a special program for Christmas.
Okay.
Maybe we'll broadcast this one. It's not so Christmassy, right?
Yeah.
And you'll get back when, Kathy?
The 13th of January.
Oh, you'll be gone a few weeks.
Yeah, wow. Almost 3 weeks.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk. We have a few more minutes left. We have about eight minutes here, and it's Nadia.
Correct. Yeah.
Hey, what's your last name, Nadia?
Torman.
Torman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to stand because my watch just told
from
me to stand.
From Maui Yoga Shala and Island Fresh Cafe.
Ah, okay.
Paella.
I got an email from Sarah.
Yes,
over
you
there.
Did.
Yeah,
you're right.
Right.
I asked her to.
It's an honor
to meet you.
It's an honor to meet you too. So is your where you do yoga separate from where you do the Island Fresh?
They're actually connected.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's in the old train
and
station.
And look, people want to buy this. You've got Eat, Pray, Maui.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have it at the Island Fresh.
It's wonderful. It's a beautiful cap. It says
Eat,
Pray, Maui.
Yeah, we want to support all local.
I love that.
Everything local.
That's wonderful. I'll give you my CDs too. To put over there.
I love that.
CDs and
maybe we'll have
things.
You play too. I didn't know you
played.
Oh,
no, I write music and lyrics.
That's beautiful.
And I have other people. In fact, George was did two of my songs on one of my CDs.
Okay.
Yeah,
you seem to have a beautiful spirit.
Thank you. So this is starting all with your cafe. When's that starting up?
It's already going.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
We've been there a year, but now I'm pulling in like more music, more community events, bringing more people together.
It's nice. It's like busy, busy time in Paia.
It's starting to now.
It's just starting?
It's just starting. And like my goal is to have every Sunday Hawaiian culture going to educate visitors and to spread the energy on the
island. Do people understand in Germany where you're from and Turkey? Do they understand anything? Like I know we have German tourists, but do they understand the Maui lifestyle and the aloha thing? Or is it, it's kind of a different culture in Germany.
It is. But I think they do. I think everyone in the world, they understand. You know, now what... I mean, aloha has been, it's being spread out pretty universally, widely, I think.
When I
think?
Travel, sometimes, like, especially Europe, and you go, we're from Hawaii, and they kind of look at you funny, or Maui, and then you go, aloha, and then they go,
That is true, even when in Tahiti,
that's what they understand.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You know what I want to start, and we got to figure out how to do this, maybe with the Hawaiian Tourism Bureau. I don't think there's a national, they have all these days, like today, tomorrow's National Poinsettia Day and different things. We need a national Aloha Day.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Don't we need one? Yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful one day where we can just celebrate around the world?
Some kind of woman. Girl.
I think you have to go through the UN to get this, but I think and I know people who have connections with the UN and UNESCO, but I think we really have to have an Aloha Day.
Definitely.
Yeah, where everyone in the world can celebrate, you know. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That'd be International Aloha Day then. Because I really think aloha has a key to everyone being not only full of the spirit and the presence of that wonderful love that is your soul, you know, in life, but it's also the love and the sharing and the giving and the kindness, and it's everything the world needs, and it's peace, because that spirit of aloha, really, I think it solved the whole world problem. I think if we could have we could have one day to celebrate that aloha, I think it would be wonderful. So that's my dream for the coming year. It actually just came to me yesterday that I thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, we're on the same wavelength. That's why I'm starting with every Sundays, just to, that is like the idea of it, actually, Cindy. Mm-hmm. To spread the message of aloha. And whoever comes, hopefully they take it with them wherever they go.
Once we do this, and by next year at this time, it'll be done. We'll celebrate there.
Yeah.
And we'll make it happen. Won't that be fun? We might have a lot of people.
Best thing I've heard, Cindy. Really, in a long time, best thing I've heard.
Do you travel back and forth still? You have friends
Not
and
so
relatives
much.
There?
No.
You've been here how long?
25 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, a long time. So you're all used to it. You'd never go back, right?
Not so. I don't think so.
What do you think? You know, because I wanted to go to Turkey and I've never been
it's
to
awesome.
Turkey, and but now it's they have so many warnings out and it's so dangerous. According, I mean, I don't get nervous about a lot of these warnings like Egypt. I wouldn't worry and things like that, But Turkey, I would be concerned about. Do you? Would you get worried about going to Turkey with everything going on there? No?
No. I would go. Uh-uh. I would go. You would go. My husband wouldn't go, but I would go.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, yeah. You have that trip coming to Egypt coming up in April?
April. Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much sold out. I think there might be
one cabin left.
One cabin left on that one. And you can contact Kathy at Captivating Journeys at 244-1414. And even though she's gone on the 23rd for a couple weeks, Tina will be there. So don't think you just can't reach out to her. And always, you can always email as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I check my emails. I work while I travel. So
you do. And that email is?
info@captivatingjourneys.com. That's our general email. And mine is Kathy with a K at captivatingjourneys.com.
And it's really a good thing. You also, I like what you post when you do your trips.
Oh,
because you have wonderful pictures. I like following you on Instagram. What's your tag on Instagram?
Captivating Journeys.
Because you always post wonderful pictures. I love seeing, I am a voyeur. I love seeing pictures of other people's trips.
And, you know, like my goal on especially on Instagram, is to inspire people to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they do it. Yeah. They're beautiful pictures that you get. Mm-hmm. And I'll be very curious because I've yet to go down to to Vietnam, and there's so many cruises now. You're going to Cambodia. The Angkor Wat pictures are going to be amazing.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
It's going to be
the largest religious site in the world. I watched a show on that the other night.
Isn't that nice too? Yeah. That's part of travel, I think, because when you travel, you read about and learn about other cultures, and so you're actually taking in a lot of education. You self-educate. Mm-hmm. When you travel. So that's one of the wonderful things, too. And just even by talking to people.
That's why I started traveling. That's how
I got
here. Is
that why you did?
Yeah.
Same. Travel is the best knowledge.
Learning. It's the best way of learning everything.
I totally
about the country, the culture.
The people.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything you learn, everything when you're there, the language, the food.
And I think one of the best ways to spread peace, I'll give you my book when we go out there. But my latest book, I have a chapter I added. It's a second volume about peace. Because when we see people face-to-face, one-to-one, we realize that we're all part of that same energy, and again, that aloha spirit.
Right.
And you get past the images of this country's bad or this person's bad because they're Russian, or this person is not. You get past that and just see they're
unity,
just people.
Unity, lokahi.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful that works.
I can't wait to have you at our place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just like, I think, who would have guessed Vietnam would have made the transformation it made when you think of what's happened and the history of it. And now look what's happening. Because of travel and tourism, it's had a whole new renaissance.
Yeah.
And you can go and learn so much, you know, about the real story and what happened there and experience what Vietnam's like. We never would have thought of this, you know, 30 years ago. We never wouldn't have dreamt you'd be cruising and going to Vietnam, right?
Right, yeah.
That's the magic of travel. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It does wonderful things. And we are all responsible here on Maui to keep that aloha spirit going, because when people come to visit, we don't realize that we're kind of the ambassadors of aloha, too. So by the way we act and how welcoming we are to people, you know, that's how they think of us when they go home, right? And I see people come off the boat and walking up the street and down the street and going, oh, my gosh, I wish I could get you out to places like Paia, and they could really experience more than just a shopping center, right?
Right, exactly.
So maybe sometime you can get people coming from the ship.
We did have actually from the cruise ship today. We had those groups that we had this morning. They were from the cruise ship.
How wonderful. How did they find you?
They were from New Zealand and Australia.
And how did they find you?
Through friends.
Isn't that great?
In a bike group, yeah.
I'm excited about that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yay. That's great. Well, listen, we just have about a minute left. And, gosh, I mean, we're getting into the holiday season. And we really wish everyone that gets that wonderful holiday spirit and alive. We captured a bit of it today, of course, with George and those two beautiful, precious girls that are right
they're
there
amazing.
On music.
They're so little.
So talented.
I know, they're so
she's going to be a future star, I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Future star, I was going to say that to George, and that's your future star.
Writing her own songs at 12 years old, playing, and their voice is fabulous.
She's very mature, too.
Oh, yeah. Just absolutely amazing. So I love the magic that happens here in Hawaii, and you can contact Kathy, give her a call. She can help your dreams come true and make adventures possible at 244-1414. And we wish everyone a very mele kaliki maka and ho'oli makahiki ho. And we will be back next week here on the Travel Angel Radio Show.
Aloha.
Aloha.